Exercise 2, page 61. Speaker 1.
On this joyous occasion, I'd just like to say what a pleasure it's been working with Mike for the last 30 years. Mike and I have worked together since the beginning and have shared a lot of happy times. You should be proud of what you achieved here and should certainly have no regrets. And don't be afraid of retirement, Mike. I'm sure your wife Helen will find plenty of housework to keep you busy with.
Speaker 2.
I think your teen years are the best years of your life. I say that even though I didn't really make the most of my years as a teenager. Partly, it's the fault of my parents. They would always make me feel guilty about going out with my friends instead of staying in and studying. But I also have myself to blame. I could have ignored them now and then. After all, that's what teenagers are supposed to do. Now that I've grown up and have less free time and far more responsibilities, I really miss all that freedom.
Speaker 3.
Before I retired, I was really scared that I would find it hard to occupy my time. I was a bit of a workaholic and was unsure how I would respond to having so much free time. Then I discovered the joy of evening classes. I took up painting, Keep Fit classes, and even a class in IT. Having basically had no hobbies for the 40 years I was working, I was suddenly discovering all these enjoyable activities. I've also met some wonderful people with similar interests, and we often invite each other around for meals.
Speaker 4.
When you leave college and start your first job, it can be a rather shocking experience. Whereas once, being independent meant having the freedom to stay out late or having your own bedroom, when you leave college, the word takes on a whole new meaning. For the first time in my life, I had to rely on my own income to pay rent and buy groceries, and there were times when I really struggled. Now I have a well-paid job, but I look back on those years as some of the most difficult in my life.